In my last minute, I argued that the first and most basic distinction in IoT was whether or not you were adding edge-based computing devices to the IoT mix. That distinction might seem a bit artificial since generalized compute devices are sensorless. So if you're using them for IoT, you by definition are attaching at least one sensor to the device. But it's still a fundamental distinction. Why is that? Well, adding edge-based computing changes your role with respect to IoT and fundamentally changes the tasks and type of expertise you'll need to execute an IoT project. To understand this better, consider a case from our business, tracking people in a location with cameras. Most people tracking applications use IoT measurement cameras that are turnkey packages. The camera includes onboard processing that recognizes person objects, places them in a position within the frame, and then passes data points, timestamp, location, random person ID, to the cloud. It's a purpose-built IoT platform. And when you're using a purpose-built sensor like this, you don't need to know anything about how the device works. It's essentially a black box spitting out a single measurement datum, location of a person object, in the frame. But if you replace that system with a dumb camera and a small edge-based computer, an SBC, you'd have exactly the same capability. But now you're inputting raw video, and it's your job to make sense of it. When you own the raw device input, you're working in the world of low-level programming, machine learning, and distributed systems support and security. Those are all hard and challenging problems. So here's a generalized rule of thumb. If you're looking to try an IoT project, think of it kind of like a build versus buy decision. Build is owning the compute engine. Buy is using purpose-built devices. And like most build versus buy decisions, build is always a lot harder than it looks. That being said, we frequently end up building, and I'll talk about why next time.